Okay, we are holding now Yevamos Daf Yud. We are on the second line from the top on Yud Amud Aleph. We're discussing the sugya of an erva who falls yibum with her sister. So the Gemara, picking it up from our discussion from last time, says, Ella l'Rebbe hani klal leisle. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi doesn't really hold of these klalim that we said to Rechia, and he holds that there's no machloikis whatsoever in the Mishnah. Okay, a different answer. Ravada Karchina was his name. Kaimi the Rev Kahana Omer Mishmei the Rava VaOlam Isle the Rebbe Hani Klali. No, really, Rebbe does hold of these klalim that Rebbe Chia said. VaHochi Kaamrele, and this is what he said again back to Levi. We saw the very strong statement that he did, as if he doesn't have a brain in his head. So what was he saying then? So he was saying like this. Really, Rebbe agrees with it, but he's made a strong statement to Levi because we're going to see that the rules that Levi said can't apply simultaneously to Imo Anusas Aviv. Right, Imo Anusas Aviv bechada meshkachat law. You could only find that with one of the women. However, betarte lo kamakash ka. You can't find it with two. In other words, the rules of Rabbi Chia was said that the, let's go back for a second. This was, right? The one who's going to be ossered to one brother is going to be mutter to the other brother, and one who's going to be ossered to that brother is going to be mutter to the other one, right? So how could you find that? You have a sister who's a sister-in-law, does either chalitza yibum, right, in a very complex case. So what's the case? It's going to be like this. E Yaakov. Okay, well, Yaakov is going to be the father. Shte achios onos. So he raped two sisters, and these women gave birth to two sons. Right, and he had two other sons who married these raped sisters, and then they died. Right, so that's the case. Again, he was ma'anes. He violated, raped these two sisters. They gave birth to two sons. He had two other sons who married those women, and then they died. So it's going to be like this: achosa shehi yivimta mashkachala. So you'll find a case where a sister who's also the sister-in-law, right? Because there's a yavama who comes. So it falls to one of the brothers who, now that's also as an erva, is also a sister and a sister-in-law of another yavam, right? But ahasura lezeh muteres lezeh lo mashkachat. That you won't find. You won't find the case where she's going to be osur to one but mutter to the other, because it's possible that the brother's wife, who's his mother, could come before him for Yibum. So, right, and just he's also to his mother, right? He's going to be also to his mother's sister, right? So that would be the case. Continues the Gemara though and says, Ishte nochrios onos, but if the father had raped two women who were unrelated, right? Here, nochri doesn't mean none. It means women who are not related to each other. And the same thing happened. They gave birth to two sons. And then these women married two other sons of Yaakov, right, is the father, and then they died. So in this case, hasula zeh muteres lezeh mashkachasla, right? You'll find a case where the woman's going to be osir to one of them and more to the other, because each one of these two raped women comes before one of the brothers for Yibum, while she's also the other as his mother. So achosa she yivimta, in the case where the sister, who's also the sister-in-law, lo mashkachat la, that you're not going to find a case, right? So because the one whose mother was raped by his father can't be on this list is the Mishnah, because so Rabbi Chia is not going to apply to this case. So in other words, when it comes out like this, if Yaakov raped two sisters, right, and then had the sons, then the two sisters could fall to Yibum, but that part you get, right? You can't get the other part where each one's going to be allowed to marry the other brother, because she's the mother of one Yavim, and then Dodoso of the other, that's his mother's sister. However, if he had raped two unrelated women, that's the Nochrios case, then you could find that each would be mutter to marry the other brother, the one who's not her son, but they're sisters. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to give a new answer. Vashi Yom La'olam Leisle Rebbe Lahani Kloli. So now Rashi says no. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi doesn't hold with these Kol Rabbi Chia. Uva Plugta Kamayri. We are dealing with cases that have a machloikis in the Mishnah. Okay, so then, why in fact is there such a strong lashon over here? Umai kimiduni ani she'en lo moach b'kad kado. Why do you say it appears to me like Levi doesn't have a brain in his head, right? De Karmelay, he says this to him. So hachi Karmelay, this is the way Rav Ashi would explain what Rav Yehuda Hanasi meant to Levi. That he should have figured this out on his own from the upcoming Mishnah. My time lo daikat masnisin. Why weren't you medaik from the Mishnah? The masnisin Rabbi Yehuda he, and you would have figured out that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, right? And he holds the Osir Banusas Avi that you're not allowed to. A man can be married to the woman who was raped by his father, right? So again, we have to assume that the same Tana is teaching the entire parak of the Mishnayis. So according to this, so then the Mishnah can't be any other opinion that doesn't work with Rabbi Yehuda, right? So what proof do you have this Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Tiktani, we learn in the next Mishnah, Sheish Arayis Chamurus Me'elu. Right, there's six women who it's also to have the relations with them, and they're more chomer than the ones in the previous mission because they can only marry other people, but they can never marry any of the brothers. Right, because of that, so then their tsaros, their co-wives, their rival wives are going to be mutaros. So what are they? Emo, his mother, Ashes Aviv, his father's wife. Va'achos Aviv, his father's sister. So Rav Ashi says, my emo. What's the case of his mother? See, Elim, if you can tell me, Nesuas Aviv, it's just the woman who happened to be married to his father. Haino Eishes Aviv. That's the case of his father's wife, right? So then if you count that, then that would come out, the Cheshbon would be that the Mishnah is only listing five cases. It's not listing six. Alav, so must be what Pshat Anusas Aviv. We're talking about the woman who was raped by his father. Vikitani mipnei shehein nesuyas lacherim. Right, so they're allowed to marry others. So the diak is like this: lacherim in laachin lo. Yeah, others they allowed to get married, but the achin to the brothers lo. They can't marry to them because each of the brothers are all sons of the same father. So then each one of these sons, each one of these brothers, is osur from marrying the mother of one of the other brothers. Although it's not his mother, but that was the woman who was Anusas Avi, who was raped by his father, and he's not allowed to marry her. So man shamatle de isle hai sevara. Who's the one who holds of this sevara that it's osur? Rabbi Yehuda. To Osir Banusas Aviv, because he's the one who holds that a woman is not allowed, who's raped by his father, is not allowed to marry her. So Mashum Hachi Lotani Le, and that's the reason why Nusas Aviv wasn't listed in the Mishnah. Okay, so then Ravina has a question on this. Ravina comes along and says, right, that the so according to Yehuda, right, you could have learned this in the first Mishnah. What's the case? Omale Avin Levashi, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mashkachala. You could find a case where a woman who's Anusas Aviv, raped by his father, could fall to Yibum. De'i Avar Vinasev. If he was over, he did an Avera, and he wasn't supposed to marry her, but he did. Right, so even Rabbi Yehuda would hold in this case that there's, you have to understand, if there's an iser of kares, then the kiddushin is not the toifes, it doesn't it hold. But what's over here? This is a lav. So according to this, you'd have to say when there's a lav, he wasn't supposed to do this, but technically speaking, it is a good kiddushin, right? So it could come out. And it would be a good. So we'll be in this case. The Avar Vanosev, he wasn't supposed to, but he did marry her. So this brother who wasn't supposed to, but he died without having any kids, then the woman would come to her son for Yibum. Right? So then you found an extra case. The Gemara says, no, this can't be. If he did something, meaning he wasn't supposed to, like he did an iser lo katani. That's not the way. That's not our mission is talking about these. The cases that would only come about if a person was over and violated the lav. Right, again, it's not kares, but it is a lav. So Amr le Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, right? Below de'i, even without coming on this DE, this hypothetical case, right? You could even find a case where this would happen, right? Yaakov onus koloso v'hol menu ben. So this is a case where Yaakov is the father. He was ma'anis. He raped his daughter-in-law, right? So Yaakov has a son, Reuven. Reuven is married to Chana, and Yaakov was ma'anis Chana, and then they have a child from that. Umeis Reuven below Bonim, and now Reuven died without any kids. Nafla lo kaime bra. So what's going to happen is that this wife comes to her own son for Yibum, right? Umigo de ihi asira, and since she herself is osir, can't marry his mother. Sarasa nami asira. So that means if Reuven had a different wife besides Chana, if he had a wife Penina, so then he's not allowed to marry the tsar also. So you would find a case where this Yibum and the tsara, where it was something that was osir, right? Again, the case that was where the man was ma'anis his own daughter-in-law. So Armalei, but Ach Vesa de Hetera Kamairi. No, our mission is talking about like brothers of Heter, legitimate bouquet. That's what we're talking about. But Ach Vesa de Isura Lo Kamairi. We're not talking about cases of illegitimate brothers, right? Because we just work this out. If what would happen if the man was Ma'anis' daughter-in-law, that kid's a mamzer, right? Because there's an Isur Karis, and a mamzer is results from a lav, but if there's an Isser Kares, so the Mishnah's not talking about these types of cases, right? I mean, technically it is a Nokimta, you could have such a case like that, but that's not the, what's the word I'm looking for, the format of how the Mishnah's are teaching these cases, right? That's what it means over the Israel line with cases of Isser were not Lokimairi. So, Afa Pichain, Bodko Levi Masnisin, okay, so even though Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had this very stark comment to Levi, he still had this additional possibility of a woman who was violated by her by his father in the Mishnah. Detani Levi Tana Brisa Imo Pa'amim Poteres Tzaraso Pa'am Eina Poteres Tzaraso. There are times when his mother could pater the tzara, the rival wife, and times when she doesn't. Ketzad. So what's the case we're talking about? Haise imo nisuas aviv. His mother was married to his father, right? And then after his father died, the niseis la'achiv me'aviv umes. And then she inappropriately married her son's brother, right? And then died. Zuhi imo she'ein poteres tzaras. That's a case where the mother's not going to putter her tzara, right? The reason is because her marriage, quote unquote, wasn't really a marriage because it's an Isser Karis, right? So since even though technically they might have been living together, that's not really a kiddushin. So since it never took place, that other wife, the quote unquote tzara, is considered she's the wife of the brother. So she could come to Yibum, right? Haise imo anusas aviv, right now on the top of what? Amud Beis. If the mother was the anusas aviv, if the woman was violated by what? By her father. V'niseis la'achiv me'aviv umeis, and then she married his brother from his father, his paternal brother, right? And then the brother died. Zuhi imo shepoteres tzaras. That's a case where the mother would exempt her tzara. According to the Rabbonim, this type of marriage is allowed. Right? And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there was still a law, but still the kedushin is toe-face on that. So it come out, the mother and her tzara both come to the son for Yibum, and since the mother is also, obviously that's an erva, so then the tzara is also going to be pater as well. The afapi Shishanu Chachamim Mishnaseinu Chamesh Esrei, right? And even though we taught 15, Yeshlam Hosif Shesh Esrei Kigonzu, we could add a 16th case like this as well. Okay, that really wraps up the discussion about the Erva who falls to Yibum with her sister. And now the Gemara is going to discuss a new topic about Kiddushin that takes place after Chalitza. So the background to this is that once a man does chalitza, with her, so then he's osir, right? The yavam becomes osir to him permanently. So let's begin the case. Amr le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is his brother-in-law. Le Levi de Amr de'i namikatani, right? According to Levi, right, who wanted to make the ukimta that our mission is talking about cases of this de'i, the if he did something that was really osir, right, in those cases. So then Lisni could teach the following case: Hacholis aliyavimto v'chazer v'kidsha. So what's like this? He did chalitza with his yama, and then he took her back, and he got married to her, and then he dies without any kids, right? So he wasn't allowed to betroth her anymore because again we said a minute ago, after the chalitza is done, the osur is going to be totally osur permanently for him, right? Dimigu de ihi asura surasanami asira. So she herself is osir to all the brothers because the chalitza did by that brother who passed away, that yavam. So then her tsara, her rival wife, is also going to be osir. So that would be another case of a woman who would exempt her tsara. Amalei, so Yochan says back to Reish Lakish, lefish ena betsaras tsara. No, this is not counted in the Mishnah. I mean, again, it was a good question, but it doesn't count because this one, there's no possibility of the tsaras tsara, the rival wife of the rival wife. I mean, all the other cases that we had listed in the Mishnah that involved a tsara and tsaras tsara, the rival wife of the rival wife. But here, in this case, it's impossible because the same iser, that prohibition applies equally to all the brothers, and then none of them are going to be allowed to marry her. Okay. But lay malay, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give a different answer to Reish Lakish? He could have just very simply pointed out that if he's going to try to marry a woman who had a chalitza, so it's there's no karis over here, right? Not the chalitza or any of the other brothers, right, if they marry here, right? Chayvei lavin he, but this is a lav, right? The chayvei lavin bnei chalitza v'yibum ninhu. What do you have such a thing, right? You know, in all these cases where yibum applies, right? Although the woman should have been, you know, like chalitza is really like it's a divorce. It's essentially giving her a get. She's not entirely off the hook from the yibum, and therefore her tzar also shouldn't be entirely off either. The devar of Ka'amalei. No, Rabbi Yochanan was speaking according to what Reish Lakish says, like this: Lididi chayvi lavin heim. According to my shita, your question, you know, is not a question because these are chayvi lavin, right? No good. V'chayvi lavin bnei chalitza v'yibum ninhu. And even though there is a lav, you still have to do chalitza or yibum. El lididoch, but according to your opinion, chayvi kresus ninhu. It's not that it's a lav; it's a kares, right? So then you have to, you. How are you going to answer this up? So you had to explain the reason why it wasn't taught in the mission is lefi she'ain b'tzaras tzara, because it doesn't include theoretically or the possibly can never get off the ground of having the tzara of the what's it called, right? Itmar. Okay, now we're going to go back and just work this out. Hacholitz liyavimta b'chaz v'kidsha. If you did chalitza with a woman, your yavama, right, and you went back and married her, Reish Lakish, who ain chayev al hachalutza karis. So she's not going to be, ushered to him like Eishes Aviv. Eishes Achiv is his brother's wife. She's ushered him with the regular thing, right? But there's no chiv karis over here, right? V'ha'achin chayvin al hachlutza karis. But the brothers who did do the chalitza, they would have karis if they had their relations with this chalitza. Al tzara, but on the co-wife of the chalitza, even though she was also, you know, there's no zika, there's no yibum connection anymore, because the chalitza itself wasn't done to her. Bein hu, bein ha'achin, chayv mal tzara karis. But both the brother who did the chalitza with her and any one of the other brothers, they would have karis on the tzara because she still has that status of Eishes Ach. That's the shita of who? That's Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shlakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bein Hu Bein Ha'achin Einichayev and Al HaChalutza Kares VeLahatzara Kares. No, neither him, the one who did the chalitza with her, or the other brothers, they're not. My time in the Reish Lakish, right? So what's the reason behind Reish Lakish? Omer Krog, the Pasuk says, Asher lo yivne, kevin shlobona shuv lo yivne. He darshens, he doesn't build up his brother's house. So the drush is like this. He didn't build it up by doing even with her, because he chose to do the chalitza again. So he doesn't have any shuv lo yivne. It's not going to be built up again. So the way he understands, it's not like a negative description of the events, but it's actually a lav, a prohibition of him ever marrying this woman at any point in the future. Ihuhu dekoi below yivne, aval echov kidekamai. Kaime. So him, the guy who did the chalitza, he's the one who has this lo yivne, this prohibition of ever, marrying her anymore, right? Because when he did this, then the regular kares was like replaced by this lo yivne, like a lav. But the brothers, who they the way they were before, they are now, right? That's what it means. Kaime kaime. They're standing now. Meaning, in other words, just like beforehand. This woman, her status vis-a-vis them, she's Ashes Ach. So even though the Yibum, or that Zika was removed from the fact that the other brother did the Chalitza to her, but the brothers who didn't do that, so they still had an Isser Karis on her. V'ala Dido Hudaka Lo Yivne. On her, the Chalitza, that's the Lo Yivne. Hatsara, but on the co-wife who didn't do chalitza, kidekaime kaime, the way that all the other brothers were, they're the same way now, right? Just before, and that Sara did chalitza, she was Isser Karis, right? The same thing applies to the chalitza, both on the one who did the chalitza and on the brothers themselves. Okay, that's all. What Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, mi ikamidi de meikara, iboy hay chalitz, iboy hay chalitz. Originally, beforehand, before the chalitza happened, if this brother wanted, he could do it. And if that brother wanted, he could do it. V'iboy lahai chalitz, v'iboy lahai chalitz. And if he wanted, this one could do it. This one could do it. Hashd, but now, koi ali b'karis. But now, there's an isser karis, meaning a minute ago, a day ago, beforehand. All the brothers of the deceased brother, meaning the wives, right? So all their wives were included in the yibum. Right, of either marrying or doing the chalitza, right? So therefore, the iser of Ashes Ach fell off on all of them. But now, after the chalitza, they get kares for this, right? How could it be? How could it be that the iser for the Ashes Ach would come back, right, after it was taken away by the death of the brother who didn't have any children? So Ella, it's like this: Ihu shlichusa da achim ka'aved. The one who did the chalitza is like a shliach of the other brothers, right? So therefore, that's why he releases them off from this zika, this yibum bond. Ihi shluchusa de tzara ka'avda. Similarly, she, this woman who did the chalitza, she's the shlucha of her tzara, of the co-wife. Because the chalitza of one wife, right, that releases everybody as well. So it comes out, it's as if all the brothers, released all the wives, therefore there's no longer any Isser Karis. It's been taken away. Okay, continuing now. Mora says like this. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha on Reish Lakish Mabraisa. Hacholetz liyavimto, v'choz v'kidsho. Okay, the case we discussed earlier today. He did chalitz with his yom, and he goes back and he marries her. Umeis. And then he dies. So tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. So now she needs a chalitza from one of the brothers. So bishlem the dd. It's good according to my opinion. Da amina chayvi lavin inhu. Because I hold that the brothers who marry the chalitza, it's a lav, right? Hayne tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. That's why she needs a chalitza from the other brothers. Because a woman who had relations with someone who's an Israel lavin, that's not a karis, so she could still. Oh, sorry, she can't. I'm sorry, the back. She can't do yibum anymore. But she has to have chalitza. El didach. But according to you, that there's an iser karis over here. Amai tzricha chalitza. What is she in chalitza at all? The karis shows that there was, well, there's an iser karis, so then the kiddushin was never chal, was never toifes in the first place, right? So therefore, there's no zika on any other brothers with the chalitza. So now, letamech. The way Rabbi Sobolovsky likes to point out, letamech means you're asking a question on me, but that same question could be asked back on you. According to your reasons, we shalach are speaking back now. Ema Seifa, let's go to the Seifa. How would you explain that? Omud Echad Min Ha'achim V'Kidsha, if one of the brothers got up and married her, Eina Olav Klum, she has no tightness on him, meaning the marriage doesn't take effect, and she doesn't need a get. V'Ichayvi Lavin Ninhu, Amai Eina Olav Klum, but if really it's only a lav, so why doesn't she have a tine him? I mean, after all, if there's a lav, we assume that the Kiddushin is Toyface. And according to my Shita, that these brothers are getting a Chi of Karis, right, so that makes sense, because there's no Kiddushin over here. So that shows that there's a steer between the Reisha and the Seifa. So they, Rabbi Yochanan, how could you bring me a Raya from a Brisa that has a steer within it? So Gemara says, Omri, Rav Sheshes, Seifa, Austin, Rabbi Akiva. The way Rav Sheshes answers this up is that the Seifa is according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the inclusion toys to Mechayev Lavin, right? That if a man's going to be Mekadesh, a woman who's ostered to him with a lav, then that doesn't take effect, right? Let's just read that inside. Seifa Asim Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Ein Kedushin Toivsin Bechayev Lavin. So listen, Lidiver Rabbi Akiva, Ein Lo Olav Klum. So then, okay, if that's really true, that's the ratio is going like, I'm sorry, the Seifa is Rabbi Akiva, then they should have said that the ratio is like the Rabbonim, and they're the ones who said that it would only be according to Rabbi Akiva that she has no tightness on him, right? Because that would be show us that that's the two different opinions between the Reisha and the Seifa. So Gemara says, yeah, Kasha. Rav Sheshes, the way he wants to explain the steer between the Reisha and the Seifa, it's hard. It's difficult. Okay. Mirat Hashem, we made it onto the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And we'll pick it up from there next time. Wishing everybody a wonderful week.